Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and in studio, the co-sponsor of Colorado's Personhood Amendment 62, Leslie Hanks. Leslie, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hi, Bob.
We got to hear what's going on because a lot is happening.
It is. It's, boy, time is flying so quickly. It's just crazy how exciting it is that the campaign tracker has launched.
Yeah, mycampaigntracker.org has launched. We'll talk about that.
And we're so grateful to you for the time you took away from your show to create this amazing revolutionary
internet tool. I thought I was on sabbatical.
Except for your body clock said, I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, along with pro-life activists from around the country. A team of us created mycampaigntracker.org. Thankfully, I got to use some of the skills I picked up when I worked at Microsoft as a program manager there in Redmond.
It's just amazing.
And so put those to the personhood efforts use, and we created this tool. We'll talk about that in a little bit. So the tracker is launched. The campaign is now officially getting underway. The campaign is launching this week. There's a full-page ad in a local Colorado newspaper that's just extraordinary.
It is really beautiful.
Beautiful ad. A note from Eduardo Verástegui, the star of the Hollywood movie Bella. And there's a picture of him on the beach with this little girl, Bella.
Yep.
And what a letter urging Coloradans to support the Amendment 62 Personhood Amendment to protect unborn children. Just fabulous.
What an encouragement.
Yeah, and he talks about what's happened in Mexico as they legalized abortion in Mexico, legalized in quotes, it's murder, but in 2007, and the people of Mexico are rising up, and state by state, they're passing personhood amendments, and they're succeeding.
Don't they have like 16 of their states have personhood already?
Do
I have that right?
Yeah, I think you have that right, and this is just extraordinary. What's happening. And so we'll talk about that. And then there's so much. Walter Hoy from California, the co-sponsor of their personhood amendment, is coming to Colorado. He's a pastor. He's doing a pastor's tour throughout our state. And people listening, when we get to that, they should take notes because they could ask their pastor, would you like a visit from Walter Hoy? And when you find out about Walter Hoy, boy, do you want him to visit your pastor.
Amen.
He's
a hero of the pro-life movement in that he shares his faith on the sidewalk outside the killing clinics and tries to help the women save their babies, and he was arrested and spent time in jail.
He's a pastor of a major church in Northern California, and he's a hero. He works with Lila Rose. They're just extraordinary. And on, Leslie, it doesn't end. All the things that are going on to support personhood, I mean, there's a Human Life Alliance publication I have right here. She's a Child, Not a Choice. This is 12 pages, glossy, full color.
Beautiful piece.
They have provided, do you know the number, how many of these they provided for the campaign? It's hundreds of thousands of these have been provided. And so these are being distributed. The Personhood Talking Points flyer.
We're getting it out there.
We're getting it out there. The first printing was 10,000, then 50,000. Then American Life League, Judy Brown came along and said, you know, we want to help. What can we do? And Keith Mason, the campaign manager, said, well, you want to reprint our Talking Points flyer? And they are, with Colorado Right to Life's contact info, Personhood Colorado's, the Amendment 62 beautiful logo, campaign logo, and they're printing another 50,000 of the Talking Points flyers. That's American Life League.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's just,
thank you, Judy Brown.
Thank you, Judy Brown. The campaign tracker is now being used, and it's filling with real data from real people doing actual campaign activities in their neighborhoods.
They're starting to turn their precincts purple.
Some people have already begun to turn their precincts purple, and then we'll work on cities, zip codes, counties, and we're all going to be able to watch. This is a historic tool. So those are the things we want to talk about, and others.
Yeah. Can I tell a quick story about getting the campaign brochures out? I know Dennis Hochikov up in Greeley, one of our fabulous volunteers and team leaders, did a parade up in Greeley this weekend, and I was in NIWAD, and I just had so much fun because I just acted like I was part of the parade, and I was just handing it out. And everybody, I think they thought I was officially with the parade.
Now you're just great, Leslie Hanks. Longtime vice president of Colorado Right to Life. You got boldness. And that's what the Lord says. We need to be bold and have courage.
I did have some people tell me they didn't want them, but.
Oh, and were you handing out the Talking Points flyer?
Yes, yeah, the beautiful. It looks like it looks like a 4th of July piece. It was 4th of July, and it's patriotic looking.
It's so patriotic.
Has a darling snowflake baby on the cover.
Has a pretty young girl who was a snowflake child,
right.
Who is a snowflake child.
Right.
She was adopted as a frozen embryo. And it's beautiful. It's got the texture of the American flag, the stars and the stripes. It's just beautiful.
People need to have these and go to their events. It's just fun. But
yeah.
People did know when I said Amendment 62 were on the ballot, a very significant number did say they didn't want it. So they're getting that 62 in their psyche. They know.
All right. So the pro-aborts are out there. And this is, if this were easy, everybody would do it.
Absolutely.
If it were easy. But God doesn't call us to just do things that are easy. He calls us to do things that are right and to love him and love your neighbor. And when people are killing your neighbor, the littlest, most helpless one, God gets angry in the Bible when people hurt children.
That's right. He weeps.
And he weeps. These are his kids. And the parents who kill their children, their hearts are becoming increasingly hard against God.
Mm-hmm.
So you're attempting to save the child's life and to save the parents and the abortionist, to save their souls.
That's right.
From turning against God and killing children. So this is a ministry of the body of Christ in Colorado and around the country. Mississippi's now on the ballot. So
for 2011, though, we are the flashpoint for 2010.
That's right.
Colorado.
So
the starts here, it ends here.
What started here ends here. In 1967, our Republican governor, John Love, signed the nation's first abortion law for rape, incest, and health. And that started a whole torrent of states legalizing abortion. 19 states legalized abortion before Roe v. Wade. And so now there's this extraordinary effort to stop it. In 1966, it seems that there's a footnote on some websites that Mississippi legalized abortion for rape, and we're trying to confirm that. We've been trying for, it's hard to do it because Mississippi doesn't put their records online. It's
right.
Tough, but we're working on that. So Leslie, let's talk through these things. How about first, how many people did this full page newspaper ad this week go to? How many subscribers?
90,000?
90,000. Plus, there are thousands more that are distributed.
Mm-hmm.
Those are mailed to subscribers, the Denver Catholic Register, and this comes out every 2 weeks. So people will have these in their homes. And, for example, there's a Focus on the Family ad in here.
Right.
It's a nice ad. It's half page. It's black and white. And it's nice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But here, you the back page of the Register to 90,000 families, a tremendous full-color ad, beautiful ad. Now, Eduardo Verástegui.
Easy on the eyes.
Whoops. he's a Hollywood movie star, right?
He is.
And he's the star of the movie Bella. And this is, and here's a scene from Bella in the ad.
Yeah.
And it says, a note from Eduardo Verástegui about Colorado's Personhood Amendment. Dear fellow pro-lifers, on January 22nd, 2010, I had the privilege of meeting many of you at the March for Life.
Yeah.
And at the March for Life at the Capitol and the press conference before the March for Life, just an hour or so before the March for Life, Eduardo Verástegui spoke to the media, and the media, TV, radio, they were all there. And then his words that was put on the internet, video and audio, within minutes to be listened to by people around Colorado and around the country.
What an honor, really, it was for our event to be graced with his presence. And he may be the only man I'm ever aware of having done a pro-life movie.
Wow.
Have you ever?
Well, I don't know.
In your recollection?
We have to ask Jason Jones that, because he's got his project on the secular culture and the pro-life message. He's been documenting all that.
Well, at least since Roe. I mean, you know, previous to...
Yeah, yeah. But even modern. And Jason Jones, he's with Metanoia Films,
right.
And they produced Eduardo's movie. So, and Jason has quite a... He's listing all the examples in the secular culture where they're condemning abortion. And he has a startling list, a significant effort.
Wow.
That he's got underway. But Eduardo continues... As we united to mourn the death of over 50 million children in America, I couldn't help but feel encouraged. You see, I am witness to the signs that are pointing to victory. And he goes on to explain, in my home country of Mexico, abortion was legalized in April of 2007. Yet the people of Mexico took to the field of battle armed with truth. And then he goes on to say, by last year, 2009, 17 Mexican states were able to outlaw abortion with personhood amendments.
That's incredible.
Isn't that extraordinary?
It's an encouragement to the United States to keep working as hard as we are.
It is. And Leslie, there's good evidence that the personhood movement in Mexico was started by Personhood USA right here from Arvada, Colorado. Keith
Amazing.
Mason and Cal Zastro and Eduardo Verástegui, who's a strong supporter of what's happening here. So this is a movement beyond the boundaries of the state of Colorado.
Amen.
This is exciting. So then Eduardo says, this November, you as a resident of Colorado have the chance to vote for Amendment 62, which will enshrine in Colorado law the unchanging truth that all human beings are persons and deserve the same fundamental rights and protections. I am excited to be a part of the personhood movement, and I am encouraged to see that Coloradans, like their Mexican brothers and sisters, have put their faith in the light of truth. I am honored to endorse Amendment 62, the Colorado Personhood Amendment. Will you join me, Eduardo Verástegui, in standing up for life? Please get involved today.
We need that on our website.
And we do. What a good point. We need this on our website. And now, so that just hit in 91,000 homes in Denver. Full page ad.
That is.
Full color. And it's a gorgeous ad.
It is.
What a beautiful picture. That must be Jones Beach. Do you know?
I don't.
I grew up going to Jones Beach.
In New Jersey?
Long Island. Yeah, we'd go to Long Island during the summer to go to the beach. Anyway, so now. That's the ad, and that ad should have a shelf life of 2 weeks. So that is encouraging. Plus, Lord willing, your idea right there, what a great idea. We'll get that on the internet so people could see it and folks could email it around. That's a great idea.
Okay. It'll go viral.
It'll go viral.
Lord willing.
And that's what we need for the campaign tracker to reach critical mass here in Colorado. That it gains momentum.
Well, we gave it a good start today.
Today, I think we did. It was launched on July 4th, tied in with the Declaration of Independence, stating that our right to life comes from our Creator.
That's right.
Wow, and what a powerful thing that this campaign tracker, mycampaigntracker.org, is designed to get the state of Colorado to recognize the right to life that we are endowed with from our Creator. So what a beautiful day, the poetic beauty of it, to launch it on July 4th.
That's right.
And it's been tested by dozens of people throughout Colorado doing actual real-world campaign activities.
Mm-hmm.
And the testing has gone well enough that it was determined that, yes, we could launch the website. This powerful new web portal to run a campaign. Mm-hmm. And so now today, what happened today? So the site was turned on. They turned the switch, turned it on. So what happened today?
Today we put out email alerts to a number of different entities,
organizations,
Colorado Right to Life, and let people know that it's up and running and check it out.
So we've invited hundreds, thousands of people in Colorado to come to the campaign's headquarters online, mycampaigntracker.org, and see what you can do to encourage other people all over the state, because it used to be in the past, in the ancient history of the political world, if you did a literature drop in your neighborhood, you said to the campaign, okay, I'll hand out literature. They sent you enough flyers for your neighborhood, and you walked around on a Saturday morning and put them on doors. Nobody would know you did that.
Right.
Now, a new day has dawned in the personhood political arena, because people won't know your name, but they will be able to look at the map of Colorado and see that your precinct, your neighborhood is turning purple, and they could check, they could click on your precinct and find out that a literature drop was done in your precinct, that yard signs and bumper stickers were purchased, register a voter, that there were some one-on-one chats with folks, all different kinds of campaign activities in your neighborhood, turning your precinct 100%, 100 points purple.
It's going to be so cool, Bob.
It's going to be
cool.
People
are going to, and people will, I think, enjoy the competition. They look over and say, oh gosh, Arvada, look at how well they're doing. And I'm living here in Colorado Springs, and I don't see enough happening. So I think I better get my friends and my church involved in trying to turn our precincts purple.
Yeah, because you could turn your precinct purple. That's a good place to start, because those activities are reasonably easy compared to trying to turn your county purple. Now, that's a lot harder, because there might be 100,000 people or more who live in your county.
Right.
But in your precinct, there might be, you know, hundreds of people who live there. And so on a Saturday morning, especially if you could get help from one or two friends, you could distribute, do a lit drop.
Right.
As they say in the vernacular, to use the jargon of the industry. You do a lit drop. I hate jargon. You do a literature drop. You distribute literature in your precinct, and you put one, you know, on people's doors and behind their screen door, under the mat. You hang it on the doorknob, however you do it. And there, when you sign up for a literature drop on the campaign tracker, there's instructions, and real brief, do's and don'ts of distributing literature door to door. And it's fun. You can have fun. And the literature itself is fascinating. And you could read the literature on the website. So
that's,
you see,
right,
you see what you're going to hand out.
And it's a good civics lesson for kids. You could take your kids with you and help them see that we're making a difference for our country.
What a great idea. And kids could go on their bicycles. And so you're going up and down the blocks, and there might be two houses on the cul-de-sac far at the end. And your kids can ride up and do those two while you're doing these. And
yeah,
it's a fun project.
Just don't touch a mailbox.
Don't touch a mailbox. Don't put your flyer between the mailbox and the flag. Don't do it.
It's a federal offense.
You might be tempted. Don't put it in the mailbox. Don't put it on the mailbox. Don't put it next to the mailbox. Don't even look at the mailbox.
Right.
Just put it by the door. And so, and that's in the do's and don'ts. Don't mess with the box.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is going to be a lot of fun, because we're going to be able to see what other people are doing in their neighborhoods. And then we're going to be able to turn our zip codes purple, and our cities purple, and our counties purple.
Pretty soon the whole state's going to be purple.
Lord willing. That gradually the state of Colorado, forget red, forget blue, we're turning our state purple.
And tell them why, because that's a really neat little story.
Well, the it is neat. In fact, I should go to mycampaigntracker.org. How about that?
Yeah.
And that the site is online, of course. And I'm on the homepage of mycampaigntracker.org right now. And Leslie, at the bottom in the footer, you know, there's about the tracker, about Amendment 62.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section on God-given rights. What did you think of that? You helped develop that. What did you think of that section?
I liked it.
It's extraordinary, right? God-given rights, what the Bible says about the right to life and children being made in God's image and likeness. So if you click on about the tracker and frequently asked questions, it says, why are we turning the state purple? Well, what's with the purple? Well, the tracker awards points for various personhood campaign activities. And the goal, of course, is to reach each region. In a region, there's four different kinds. There's a precinct, a zip code, a city, and a county. And if you reach a region with 100 points, that means an earnest effort has been made to reach that community.
Right.
It's not easy to reach even a neighborhood. So you do it. You do a literature drop. You get bumper stickers, yard signs. You invite a friend to talk at a coffee shop. You get 4 points for a one-on-one chat. And so on and on. There are dozens of tasks that you can do to get points. And so, as a precinct's points increase from 0 to 100, that region will become a deep, rich purple on the tracker's map.
I'm just saying, why purple?
Oh, why purple? I'm explaining the whole tracker.
I know.
All right.
I just
Leslie's
love that.
Rushing
I love
me
that
to the point.
Thing.
So, okay. So why purple? The preborn boy and girl are children of God. And so we're turning our state purple appropriately because purple is the color of royalty, right? And they're children of God. So the child of God is royalty. And remember in John chapter 19, verse 2, which it says in this FAQ, frequently asked questions, they put on him a purple robe on Jesus. It's the color of royalty. And also, purple is the color of sacrifice, as in the Purple Heart in Colorado's Purple Mountain Majesty. And states that are neither red nor blue are purple.
Bob, I'm getting the goosebumps.
It is beautiful.
It's awesome. It's so Isn't revolutionary it? Because it's kind of like it's in our psyche, it's in our subconscious, all these truths that you're teaching through this campaign tracker, but I think it's going to awaken that in a way. It's been so glossed over by the trivialities of the pro-choice rhetoric for all these years that people have forgotten we're all children of God.
We're children of God. These kids are made in God's image and likeness. It's just so beautiful. The opportunities. And you know what I like about the tracker? This has been developed by a team of pro-lifers from all over the country.
A labor of love.
A labor of love. And Leslie, you know what some of the programmers have been doing, the web designers, the database managers, the graphic artists, the conference calls, because they're spread out geographically.
Right.
But it's like they're all working in the same room because of the internet and video conferencing and all the tools, the collaboration tools, to work together as though you're in the same office spread out over thousands of miles. And these guys have worked for months, sometimes overnight without stop.
Yeah, I figured it was at least 12-hour days.
12-hour days by a lot of people. And one guy, I'll say his first name, Brent. Brent, I remember working with Brent and a group of us, and it came to 6 in the morning. And I said, Brent, we got to stop. We got to sleep. So I went and slept, and I get up. Brent is still working 29 hours straight.
Oh,
Brent. But that example was like so many of the guys, a labor of love. And many of them have a full-time job and a family, and their kids would be put to bed. And at 9:30 at night, they'd say, okay, I'm ready to work.
Wow, that is so
inspiring. And they'd work for 4 or 5 hours and get up in the morning and go to their real job.
Well, I don't know how we can ever thank them, but I know the Lord's so blessed that they put that much effort into it. And I mean, you had the vision, and I just wasn't sure it could be done. But.
Well, to do this, now there's a lot of things that we'd like to add to it. Bells and whistles, they call them. But 10 years ago to try to build mycampaigntracker.org, I would say you'd look at a budget of $2 million, a team of a half a dozen guys working for 3 years.
Wow.
To try to build the campaign tracker. And so this was done on a shoestring budget. The people who donated to pay some of the hard costs, and actually we're $6,000 behind on our invoice for hard cost for building this, because it did cost money, aside from the labor of love of all the volunteers. But the people who gave money to do it, those people have a place in history. A place in history. This is an extraordinary tool, and it's unlike anything any campaign has ever seen. In fact, you got an email today from Nevada.
I did. It's giving me goosebumps too.
Again.
I think it's cold in here, Bob. We got to get the
goosebumps police in here. Leslie, now this is from maybe the number one leading pro-lifer in the state of Nevada, and he sent you an email. It was just an inquiry. It's not a big deal, but it was a neat inquiry. We shouldn't say the name of the campaign, but a major candidate, and this nationally known pro-life leader said, is there any way we could use the campaign tracker in Nevada for our campaign?
That'd be so cool if it comes to fruition.
Yeah, that, and Lord willing, Mississippi in 2011, and Montana in 2012, and so on around the country. So this is a tool that we get around the media, because the media, they're pro-aborts. They like killing kids. This is a way to get thousands of Christian pro-lifers working together, all pulling in unison in the same direction, and not allowing the media to tell us how we're doing. We're rating ourselves. We know how we're doing. The tracker is telling us how we're doing.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's so encouraging and so exciting. Check it out, folks.
Yeah, please. So please go to mycampaigntracker.org. Now, it's designed for people who live in Colorado, but let's say somebody lives next to you, Leslie, mm-hmm. and they see you've already done your whole precinct and town. They could adopt a town. They could adopt a city, adopt a county, adopt a precinct, adopt a zip code. And so it doesn't matter where you live, you can be a part of the historic personhood campaign in Colorado for Amendment 62.
Yeah, and listeners all over the country can send donations if they want to see us actually win this Amendment 62 battle.
Well, they sure can. And one of the things they can do is they can target those donations to a part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody could sign up, say somebody in Indiana could go to mycampaigntracker.org and click on create an account. Create an account. It's so easy. Use your Gmail, your Yahoo, your Facebook account. Just click. You got an account. And then they could, to the extent they help, and there's ways they can help, other than donate, they could help one area of Colorado.
Bob, you're the best.
Oh, Leslie, God bless you. We'll keep complimenting each other.